You had been out in the yard earlier that night, Mr. Stamford.
William Davenport cut across me, making it clear that he oversaw the questions.
Once or twice, I think, but I didn't see him then. And what about this Tommy Bridgewater? Who is he? He's a young man. I met him earlier in the evening.
He paused and glanced at me.
As I've already told you, there was a jolly party in Berwick Street. Bridgewater was there.
Mr. Davenport turned back to me.
I'm here to ask questions about a dead man, Miss Hardwick, nothing more. But I'm going to assume, for the sake of argument, that you were also at the same party in Berwick Street last night.
I nodded.
With some other ladies of the town and a few gentlemen in high spirits?
I nodded again. There was little use pretending.
I'll need to speak with them all later.
Ma would not be happy. She didn't like the lawmen. But if I managed to get home before this Mr. Davenport, I could at least forewarn her.
Had Mr. Reed been at the party?
He was there, yes.
Then he was known to you?
That was a complicated question to answer. We met the day before yesterday. I spent time in his company again last night, but would have to say that I knew him only very briefly. The faintest hint of a smile crossed Davenport's mouth as he caught my meaning.
But I wonder, Miss Hardwick, if you knew him intimately enough to tell me if the man in the yard is truly George Reed.
Charles cut in.
I don't think that's necessary. Miss Hardwick doesn't need to see a dead man, and I've already told you that that is Reed.
Davenport looked at him,